May I speak in the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit down. The Easter message, the Easter story, is summed up in those few words that the women heard on the first Easter morning. He is not here, but has risen. That was the message that they received, and that's the message I have for you this morning. It's a message of life, it's a message of hope, it's a message of new possibilities, it's a message of good news. But before we get to that, it's probably best to acknowledge that it isn't necessarily an easy message to receive or to interpret. It never has been. Of all the people in human history who you might have thought could have received this message with immediate acceptance and understanding, the disciples surely would be top of the list. After all, they'd spent 3 years or so in the company of Jesus. They'd witnessed his astounding miracles and also heard his intriguing prophecies about his death. But no, when the women bring them the most joyous news in human history, their response is to dismiss the message as nonsense, alternatively translated as an idle tale, alternatively translated as the delirious babbling of a very ill person. They didn't give it much credibility. And perhaps there are times when we wonder ourselves whether the Easter message is not just an idle tale. When perhaps we're confronted by cruel and senseless tragedy in the world, such as has occurred this very day in Sri Lanka, or when we experience death, loss, or great sorrow in our own lives. There's so much about our world, perhaps relating also to our life circumstances, that could have us disbelieve and lead us to conclude that the Easter story is an idle tale, or at least one with little relevance to our lives in the here and now. Perhaps that's why we're here this morning. We want to hear the story one more time. We want to be reminded he is not here, he has risen. We want to be told that despite our life experiences, what we think we know of the reality of death, and what we see going on in the world, this story is true. And that's what the church has always and will always proclaim. Alleluia, Christ is risen. But to understand the message as something real and tangible, which can be transformative for our lives and for the life of the world, we must realize that resurrection life and truth do not exist in spite of or in opposition to our life circumstances and the realities of the world. So this means that the Easter message of life is found in the very midst of death, not apart from it. The Easter message of hope arises from the heart of our sorrows and struggles, not apart from them. The Easter message of new possibilities is everywhere present in the fabric of our lives, not apart from them. Death is real, but it's not the end. Jesus died, but he is not dead. We may not see or touch Jesus, but he is alive and with us. These are the truths of this day. They do not change the circumstances of our lives, but they can change us in the midst of these circumstances. They do not eliminate our difficulties and problems. They see us through them. They do not turn back time. They take us to the first day of the week at the coming of the dawn. That's how Luke's account of the resurrection begins. It wasn't for him just a day on the calendar. It's Luke's way of telling us that this is a new beginning, that it is early dawn means the sun, has risen. Both the S-U-N, as in light and warmth, and the S-O-N, as in Jesus, the light and life of the world. Together, both the sunrise and the sunrise reveal a new life, a new light, a new creation, a new day. It's the first day. There's something about first days. You remember perhaps when you were younger, a child, the first day of the summer holidays. The first day is always the day that kind of holds all things anew, creates new possibilities. I still remember with great vividness the first day of our married life, even though it was spent in Skegness. We didn't do anything particularly special, but it was as if life itself had taken on a fresh colour and a deeper meaning, because it was the first day of a future of infinite possibilities. I remember too the first moments of the first day of being a parent, holding the miracle of new life in my arms and knowing with complete conviction that I would be forever changed as a result of that day. What have been your memorable first days? Perhaps days of comparable joy to the ones that I've mentioned. Or perhaps days of life-changing significance for very different reasons. A good friend of ours took a very courageous decision at the start of this year to start attending Alcoholics Anonymous. She has reached step 5 on the 12-step program. I hope, I pray, that the first day that she took that initial step away from addiction will prove to be the day when she embraced her new beginning, her new life. As a bishop, I'm privileged, especially as I take services of baptism and confirmation, to hear many, many stories that are endlessly varied in terms of their particular circumstances and details, but which have a common narrative arc. They tell of how an individual's life has been turned around, transformed through encountering the risen Christ. Only yesterday I was hearing out in the city square in Wolverhampton two dramatic and very powerful testimonies of lives formerly dominated by drug addiction and violence, completely turned around by faith in and the faithfulness of the risen Christ. These are not idle tales. They are first day stories of life, hope, new possibilities. They are first day stories of God's faithfulness. The Easter story is a first day story, not just for some people, but for all people. Regardless of who we are, what we have done or left undone, or what has happened in our lives, this is our story. The sun rises for all. No one is beyond the touch of the rays of the pale first light of dawn. As Pope Francis has said, Christ is alive. We need to keep reminding ourselves of this because we can risk seeing Jesus Christ as a memory, as someone who saved us 2,000 years ago. Being a Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. This is what it means to live in the light of the resurrection, to live as Easter people, to live with hope, not fear, to live for a purpose, to live as if every day has the possibility to be transformative for ourselves and for others. And one way in which it could be is if we spread this idle tale, if we joyously gossip of what it means to live in a special kind of time warp, whereby every day is the first day of the week, and every day is warmed by the rays of the sun's love. Amen.